Welcome to another SpinSec look at the now and then in the world of politics. Today's topic, the original Page scandal. Former Representative Gary Studs died this weekend from a lung clot. It's kind of ironic that his death would come a week after his name was again in the news. The reason why Studs was in the news was his role in what you might call the original congressional Page scandal. On July 20, 1983, he was censured for having sex a decade earlier with a then 17-year-old Page. Studs was 36 at the time. Republicans, eager for a distraction issue, used the case to essentially say, "Hey, the Democrats did this too," as if that actually excused anything. However, if you look deeper in the comparison, you will see in the Studs case exactly what the Republicans are doing wrong in their handling of this. To start with, there was no indication of a cover-up at all. The vote to censure Studs was completely bipartisan, 420-3. It is the impression that the House Republicans had worked to hide the Foley matter that is doing them all the harm. Without that, Mark Foley would just have been a bad choice by one congressman, just like it was for Studs. But more than that, Studs did not try to come up with some sort of lame excuse for his behavior. There was no, "I take full responsibility, but, by the way, I just checked in for rehab for alcoholism, and did I mention that I was molested as a child by a clergyman?" Studs simply said that engaging in a relationship with a subordinate was a very serious error in judgment, but beyond that, the relationship was consensual and a private matter. In the process, he became the first openly gay member of Congress, something that required quite a bit of fortitude in 1983, and the people of his district re-elected him 7 more times before he retired in 1997. The real message is that the American people understand mistakes. They forgive mistakes. What turns them away is cover-ups and hypocrisy. That is what turned Watergate from a second-rate burglary into the downfall of an administration, and as was turning the Foley debacle from a localized problem in one Florida seat into a month-long nationwide headline frenzy. For Spin Cycle, I'm Daniel Raymond on 90.1 KSAK.